8/4/22 is the revision date on the Lewis application.
Yeah, I don't think that's what we're gonna change.
Next case is...
That's been there as far as I can.
Case number 7, 22-730. Ma'am? Captain, can you please identify yourself for the record, spell your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
My name is Captain Matthew Pace, issuing authority for City of Manchester Police Department, specifically Police Chief William Darby, spelling my last name is P-A-C-E.
Thank you, Captain. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Opening statement would be the issuing authority found either deception specifically relating to page 3 of the appellant's application, specifically being involved with protective orders and restraining orders.
And just for the record, we don't have that application.
So you'll have to testify to all that?
Yeah, you'll have to just testify what exactly happened.
Okay.
Would you like to make an opening statement?
I checked off the boxes wrong, do admit to that, because all the cases were Molly, it does say on this paperwork, so I didn't feel like I had to check for the protective orders.
Okay. Captain, you may proceed.
The appellant was involved in multiple cases within just the City of Manchester. Specifically, I'd like to tell the board about a 2013 case. All these cases that I'm speaking about are family violence cases, and each one protective orders were issued or violated at the time. 2013 involved two elderly victims, age 80, and the other one, 88. The agency called Department of Social Services as well as Elderly Services in this case. Two protective orders were issued for that case, specifically stating the appellant refrained from the use of alcohol and drug use. In 2014, the appellant was arrested again, which generated a new family violence case.
Yeah, let's clarify some stuff here.
So your packet to us gave the reasons of denial.
Okay.
And it was very specific what they were for. We don't have the denial letter, we don't have the application. The reasons for denial, you stated up, was did not disclose being subject to multiple protective orders, studying family violence, appellant stated he'd never been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction.
Okay.
And appellant answered no regarding this protective order.
Correct.
That's the reason for denial.
Okay.
That's what you provided to us.
Yes.
So...
For the application, it's gotta be a 5-year window. So there were 2013 and  2014, you wouldn't have to answer to.
Right, he was arrested again in 2020.
There you go.
But again, the...
Should be the 5-year.
Just be careful not to discuss arresting convictions that aren't on the record.
Okay.
That have been dismissed.
Okay.
Unless you were part of those cases, at the same time, I'm not sure, we don't even have your denial letter, so we don't know the reasons.
My apologies on that, I didn't, okay.
And again, I'm not sure what the appellant got from you.
You probably got that letter as well.
Just this paperwork. And then the denial letter. Okay, so you got the same thing we got. Okay, that was it, okay. So
it seems to me we're narrowing this down to the 2020 arrest, correct? Because that's what's still pending?
So does he have any criminal convictions?
Those were...
Sorry?
No, he does not.
So he answered that correctly?
Correctly.
Is that, am I right there?
You would be correct. He does have a case pending right now, GA-12, which is in Manchester. It's statutorily sealed, and I'm not sure what that case is.
What's the arrest date?
August 29th, 2020.
And what was the application date?
11/15/2021.
Okay.
Okay, so was the arrest was prior to the application or after?
Correct, prior to the application.
Okay, so he guess he should have checked yes then, because he was arrested then.
Right.
On that one. Okay, I'm just trying to help you out a little bit here. We don't have it and...
Yeah, that definitely presents a problem, I can see.
Does the 2020 arrest that's still pending, is there a protective order with respect to that case?
Those protective orders have expired, so there are no protective orders active right now.
Was there a protective order active at the time of application?
There was none.
Okay. All right. Do we feel like we have an understanding?
A little bit.
Okay.
But there's still one within 5 years.
Oh, yes, was there a protective order within 5 years?
It was a protective order.
Okay.
Issued on the August 2020.
So what was the date, the operative dates of that protective order?
August 29th, 2020.
Okay. And do you have the expiration?
I do not have the expiration.
Okay. Okay.
It says expired, I don't have the date.
Okay. Maybe the appellant will know, but either way, it looks like it was active at the time of the application. Or had to be disclosed because it would have been within 5 years. One or the other. Okay. That being said, and I don't know if we've just confused you more, because you were talking, but if you want to continue on.
That's all I have. Talk about the previous cases.
Right.
So the one that's, I guess he's probably on AR for?
That's my assumption.
I know while it's statutorily sealed, but it's not an erased record. Mm-hmm. That case isn't erased. Is that a Manchester case?
It is not a Manchester case.
Okay, so
the August is a Manchester case. The current one awaiting disposition is not a Manchester case.
Okay. He goes
but
back
it's in
to
the
court
Manchester
7/19/24.
Right.
Let's ask a question because I don't know what you're talking about. Do you have any questions for the captain based on what he just...
I do not.
Okay. And I take it you have no other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm just not sure what we have, what the case is. Is the case just not failure to disclose a protective order? Is that what we're talking about?
It is.
And I believe one arrest.
Yeah.
Failure to disclose the pending arrest.
Arrest and the protective order.
Yeah. And is the arrest and protective order are two different incidents, correct?
The arrest and the protective order?
Right.
The protective order is issued based on that arrest.
So, yes. Okay. So they're related.
No. Not the pending arrest is not linked to the protective order.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So,
correct.
Right. So there's a protective order for something. And then there's an arrest for something unrelated to that protective order.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the nature and circumstances of either of those cases?
I know the one awaiting disposition I do not know, which the appellant said was for a traffic violation, which could very well be. The August 2020, I do know the specifics of the arrest. That was a Manchester case.
Okay, you're going to present that to us? Or is that one...
It was a domestic violence case. The charges were disorderly conduct and criminal mischief third in that case.
Do you know what the nature was?
The nature was a dispute with his girlfriend. I believe he had scratched her car, caused damage to it. A bottle was thrown, left the scene.
The other half.
She witnessed him scratching his car, which is why the bottle was thrown, according to the report. And then this was 2020 was also during the pandemic, so we tried not to have contact with people. What we did was issue a summons for the breach of peace.
Okay. And what happened to that case?
I believe he. Well, a protective order was issued, but it may have been expired at that time afterwards. Whether he completed the FEEP or...
Thanks.
Any other questions? Okay.
Do you still live in Manchester?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
good try. All right, sir, you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
So the protective order, I did scratch her car. I found out my girlfriend was cheating on me. I got mad, I scratched her car. She ended up throwing a Corona bottle on my head. I ended up calling the police, and then we got a double protective order put on us. I believe the pending case right now is for a reckless driving charge. I believe I was 24, got a job at Collins Aerospace, was making good money, bought a fast car, made a stupid decision with girlfriends.
Any idea why they sealed the proceedings?
I don't know. I've only found that out on this.
It was 2021, so it's been a while. I know, it's a motor vehicle from 2021.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I'm 29 now.
I know, it's odd.
Tell us about what happened. You said you were going fast.
I was doing 120. I had a girl in my car. I was completely honest with the state trooper. He asked me why I was speeding. I said I was showing off. I literally bought the car 6 hours before. It was one of the dumbest decisions I've made in my life, honestly.
What kind of car was it?
A Ford Focus RS with a Mustang GT350 engine in it.
I was going to say, Ford Focus?
It was an RS. RS. It's all-wheel drive. It was nice. It was nice. It was a good car. I just was an idiot in it.
You didn't wreck it, did you?
No. No. I sold it.
Were you referred to any counseling or drug testing?
No.
It doesn't make sense that reckless driving would have a seal on it. Unless there's some sort of mental health records or treatment records. Are you in an accelerated rehabilitation program?
Not
in any program?
No, I don't.
Why is it still pending? That's what we're getting at.
That happened during COVID, and a lot of I don't know why it's going on so long. It's still going on. Like, I still have to go back to court.
You owe money still?
Not that I know. I think I have to go back in February.
July 19th, 2024, 10 a.m. Please don't be late.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But if you have something in February, don't skip that.
Okay.
don't go with us.
Well, yeah, I thought it was for her, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So were you arrested?
I mean, he basically gave me a verbal lashing and told me that he can tow my car, but he did see that I just insured it that day, and I was honest, and I told him how fast. He didn't even clock me.
So no handcuffs?
No, nothing. He didn't pull me out of the car. He was very appreciative that I was honest to him, because I was already caught. I stopped immediately.
So a court appearance on the side of the road.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Once I told him I was showing off, he kind of just
so
said,
got,
I understand.
So you got a summons? Is that what it was?
Yeah, and then I had to go to court for it. And there was a promise to appear, I believe.
Yeah. But there was a protective order in 2020?
Yes, from me and my ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Do you remember filling out your application for the pistol permit?
Yes, that was after I went to Blue Trail Range for my class.
Do you recall the question on the application whether you were subject to a protective order during the previous 5 years?
I do. I did fill that out wrong, not out of malicious intent. I did not understand. I thought everything was over. The protective order wasn't that long. It was about a month or two.
But it was still within the previous 5 years?
Yes.
That's where my trouble with this comes from.
I understand. I understand.
Poor Captain, I didn't even let him ask questions. Do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Are there any other questions by the board? Do you have any other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement?
I would. I just hope that the board can look past me answering the question wrong. I do good in life. I have a very good career. I don't get arrested. I'm in pilot school. I'm looking to move forward in my life.
Captain?
I apologize for not having all the forms. That's on me. That's my only closing statement that I have here.
Well, not everybody comes here that often, so that is understandable.
And Justin will be coming back. I'll make sure he's got all the forms for us.
Yeah. I'll take this as a learning experience.
Maybe you could give him that Norwalk package for a sample on.
Oh, no kidding. And Meriden, too.
Yeah.
They do a really good denial letter.
Yeah, give that sergeant a call. Brief fact.
So it's denial by Manchester PD. The basis of the denials for suitability, the basis of the denial is for the applicant's, appellant's failure to disclose that he had been, the answer no, to having been subject to a protective order within the last 5 years. Also that he stated he'd never been arrested. Case could be made that, I don't know if reckless driving is a crime. I believe it's a violation.
No, I think it's a misdemeanor with jail sentence.
Is there jail? I don't know if there's jail.
Well, check it.
And the 2020 was the misdemeanor.
Yeah, but he didn't have to acknowledge that. So I would make the argument that he did not have to disclose the arrest.
I think
doesn't it
go along with like a DUI is a criminal offense, reckless driving is also a criminal arrest. Evading responsibility is a criminal arrest.
I don't know about reckless.
I'm not sure. You don't look it up,
there's no dispute that he failed to check no under the for the subject to a protective order within the last 5 years.
According to Connecticut General Statute 14.222, reckless driving is defined as operating a vehicle at a speed more than 85 miles per hour. The penalties for first offense are at least $100 and up to $300, a license suspension of at least 30 days and possibly up to 90 days, and up to 30 days in jail.
For the second?
Huh?
Second offense?
First offense. Subsequent offense, fine up to $600 and year in jail.
It is a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
For first offense.
Yes, like first.
Yeah. Well, he's practicing for a pilot license.
Yeah, I'd rather
well, the arrest thing is definitely more confusing than the protective order thing, but you're still obligated to provide a complete and accurate application. So you debrief factual comments by the board.
just to explain what's going to sound like an inconsistency here. In the previous case where the form wasn't filled out correctly, I believe the appellant in that case, he deliberately didn't list it because he thought he was acting under advice of counsel. Mm-hmm. In this case, the record shows that he just didn't list them because he forgot about them. Mm-hmm. And that to me is negligence, and that's different than what the previous appellant did, so in my mind.
Follow your reasoning. Other comments?
Yeah, just it is very confusing to an appellant for the protective order if a case is dismissed. How many times have we heard they make that jump to I don't have to say anything. Same thing with a misdemeanor summons. Is that arrest? Is it not? We had some discussions about it, but it clearly is. And both of those things would not go in favor of the appellant's case. They're more or less tended to be something he's trying to hide. No, I don't know if that's true or not, but it may not be, but the application is inaccurate, and the issuing authority certainly deserves an accurate application. It is the responsibility of the appellant to do that. It might be also helpful for the issuing authority in future cases, too. When there is a discrepancy over protective orders, arrests, call them in, ask them. And sometimes you can clear up that confusion before you get to the board. Sometimes there is a good reason.
Other comments? Okie dokie. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issue authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issue authority.
Colonel Overton.
Issue authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time. New application, fill it out correctly. Manchester may take a different approach to it.
And Chair votes issuing authority, 7-0 in favor of issuing authority.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.